Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today is the first day that young illegal immigrants who were brought to this country as children can apply for the deferment that will temporarily keep them from being deported and allow them to live here openly. But how openly can they get licenses, go to school on in-state tuitions? It varies from state to state, and there are a lot of questions. Or, as our first guest today says, the program doesn't grant legal status. It's really just official limbo. So let's check in on one state with John Keller, executive director of the Immigrant Law Center of Minnesota. They serve low-income immigrants there. And, John, first of all, we know that these young people have to pay $465 for these deferment applications. What else do they have to provide, and what does the deferment provide them?
So the program requires that these young people meet several criteria. Basically, they have to fit between the ages of 15 and 30. They have to have a clean criminal record. They have to have been in the United States for at least 5 years, and they have to have arrived as children.
So I understand a lot of young people are gathering report cards, vaccination records,
right,
cell phone bills to prove that they've been here this long.
That's exactly right.
And what are the questions they have about doing this?
The main question really is, how long will it last? How permanent is this? And, what happens after the elections in November?
Well, and because right now, isn't it just a 2-year deferment?
Yes, the program, as it's been announced, is 2 years of deferred deportation and work authorization.
We're hearing that a lot of young illegal immigrants are wondering if they should apply, concerned that candidate Mitt Romney has said he would replace President Obama's temporary measure with one of his own. They don't know what that is. There's also concern that they might expose their illegal family members if they sign up. What else are you hearing from young people?
In terms of exposure, there's a really important clarification made by the Director of Immigration that says, basically, if you're a young person and you're filing this application, this is all about the individual, and there is no intention. In fact, there's a prohibition against the Immigration Service investigating family members who also have clean records.
Well, what are some of the other questions? We know here in Massachusetts, it isn't clear whether these young people, when they get this deferment, will also be able to go get licenses or use in-state tuition. Maryland is putting that question, whether or not these young immigrants should then be able to partake of in-state college tuition. They're putting that question to a referendum, letting citizens vote on it. So it seems kind of uneven. What do they get in return besides the promise that they won't be deported for a couple of years? What does this give them?
The benefits, while limited, are extremely important. Those benefits are open protection from deportation by this administration, number one, which is very important. And number two, the ability to get federal work authorization documents. That's going to allow you to get a Social Security card. In most states, that's going to allow you to get driving privileges. And then on a state-by-state basis, people will have to determine whether or not that's going to allow them to get in-state tuition rates. Each state is a little bit different in that regard.
Yeah. So it's still kind of amorphous what this is going to mean. What are you advising young people? It's said that there may be upwards of 1.7 million young people who might qualify for this. What are you advising young people?
Is that everyone who's considering doing this is best served by sitting down and talking about their entire situation with a qualified, experienced immigration attorney. So that's the first thing. Don't file this on your own. Don't use somebody who's a notario or another sort of non-legal professional. The consequences, both positive and negative, are real and substantial, so get good advice. Number two, people who are considering this need to know that this is one of the most important positive changes for this group of people that we've seen in the last 10 and a half years. So while it is not perfect, and I think it's best characterized as a first step, it is a very important benefit that people need to take seriously and evaluate with the guidance of a professional. We are advising people who qualify to apply for it. There are other temporary programs that exist in immigration law that have a similar kind of reach and benefit, that provide protection from deportation and work authorization. And those are very important protections for these communities.
John Keller of the Immigrant Law Center of Minnesota, which focuses on low-income immigrants. On this day, the first day that illegal young immigrants who qualify can apply for a deferment from deportation offered by the Obama administration. John, it'll be interesting to see how this day plays out. Thank you.
You're very welcome.